The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. Took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
And welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, author, life coach, and mother of two. Whether you're married, with children, single, divorced, or somehow all of the above, I'm talking to you about life, love, relationships, and sex.
Sex.
And my lovely friend Todd Anderson is here. Woo!
Hey.
World famous.
World famous.
Famous psychopath, really.
I am.
Needy. You're just needy.
I'm very needy.
You're needy.
Yes, your character.
Yes. I like it. You're fucking brilliant.
Vernon is very needy.
Yes.
You're the worst. That's what she's talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. You're the worst.
I'm not actually a psychopath.
Yes. No, not at all.
I'm a regular guy.
But lately, we've been talking a lot about cheating.
Yeah, on this show.
On this show. We've been talking about, well, cheater, cheater, punkineer, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, there's a lot of cheating.
Yeah. We talked about it from the Ashley Madison hack point of view, right?
Right.
And then we talked about why women cheat. And then we talked about why men cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it has to do with just feeling boxed in and lonely and, your needs aren't being met and blah, blah, blah. You don't feel seen. You don't feel heard. Blah, 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 blah. So the question would be then, how do you feel seen and heard in a relationship?
Okay.
Right. Okay. So I work with some younger women in their dating lives. When mm-hmm. younger women come to me for coaching, it's oftentimes for, like, I'm in the dating world and how the hell do I deal with this? And like, what do I text this guy? and what am I looking for? So I think that if you are in the beginning of a relationship, I have sort of my three Sophie standards that I think
that you should be on the lookout for.
Yes. Okay. And
one, he's got a lot of money.
No.
Two, he's got great abs.
Uh-huh.
Three, am I getting all these wrong? They're all wrong. Okay.
Well, these can be on the list. These can be on the external list if you want, but they're not going to necessarily by default or by, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, guarantee you happiness. Okay? And I actually think that
so
the
you're
standards...
saying that Ryan Gosling won't buy happiness? I think...
Hey, girl.
I don't know.
Hey, girl, I got abs. I can just sit here and look pretty. But no, you will not be satisfied in that situation if that's all you're dealing with.
Because
your abs won't get you everywhere, Todd.
Right.
Ha.
There's more important things to life than abs.
Right. So what I'm looking at is, okay, so I have like this... You have an external list, right, mm-hmm. of things that you want. You want somebody to maybe be a certain religion, or you want them to want to get married, you want them to want to have kids, or you want them to, if you're divorced and dating, you want them to already have had their kids, or whatever the hell it is. You've got this sort of checklist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And really, when you're online dating, there's a lot of those things that you can just sort of, you know, shrink the pond for.
Right.
You know, automatically, which is kind of nice, right?
Swipe through a lot of those pictures
really
fast.
Yeah, you can
really
swipe right, swipe left.
Nope.
I got opinions about Tinder, okay? anyhow, if you're actually looking for a relationship or you're actually, you know, in the beginning of one, and even if you already are in a relationship, I think that these three standards are things that you should strive to improve and achieve and, you know, nurture,
okay?
Number one mm-hmm. is, can you truly feel like yourself with this person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you meet somebody, you date them for a few weeks, you start sleeping together, and because your physical intimacy is far surpassing your emotional intimacy, you think you really know this person, mm-hmm. right? And so you're spending a lot of time with them. And what I recommend is that you kind of feel how you feel around your friends. Make sure you introduce this person to your friends. Do you feel like you have to not say what you want to say?
Mm-hmm.
Do you kind of shrink up? Do you know, like, what are you, or do you feel like you're trying too hard? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, we get nervous and, you know, we want to impress each other and blah, blah, blah. Sure. But do you feel like you can truly be your authentic self? Have you ever been in a relationship with anybody that you can't be? Like, where you're like...
Where I couldn't be myself?
Yeah, like where that person kind of walks in the room, you're like, oh, I better not talk about that.
Oh, or, you know. Yeah. I mean, I guess when I was young and in college,
If you can remember that far back.
I did date some rather staunch feminists.
Oh.
So, you know, sometimes I...
You would have to...
I felt like I had to watch myself a little
right.
bit.
Yeah, we just had a whole conversation about politically incorrect humor. That would be
right,
tough.
Right. Well, and this is before, I'm so old, this is before there was internet police and all that stuff.
Right,
it was,
right.
I mean, and it, maybe part of it was me, like, wanting to make sure I was being respectful.
Well, sure.
And we were in college.
Guy, yeah.
Everybody's trying to figure themselves out and all that stuff. So I think that's where, you know, some of that staunch feminism came from with mm-hmm. some of these women that I dated. But I'm also, like, attracted to strong women.
Yes.
So, you know, it was not, and that, you know, I didn't want to piss them off because some of them were. I dated a really angry young woman who was wonderful and gorgeous and very talented. But you know, you didn't want to set
had
her
a temper?
Off. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you really couldn't be yourself in that relationship. It was not safe.
No.
To be.
No, I couldn't just come right out and tell her I was really into babysitter porn out of right. the gate. You know, I
these
had to keep
things.
Keep
does
that
Hillary
inside.
Know that? I mean, is she, or does she know that now? Hey, poor, Hill, what's
poor,
up?
Poor girl.
What's up?
Yeah, she knows all of my horrible habits.
And you can totally be yourself around
yeah.
her.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes she's like, yeah, you can.
She's like, you can tone it down a little.
It's cool that I know that and I'm fine that I know that, but you don't need to keep talking about it. You
there
know?
You go.
And I'm like, okay, that's fair.
Right.
That's
well,
fair.
You know.
Yeah. 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 That's how that goes.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So, but this is really, really important. And we've all seen it when our friends start dating somebody that they have to, you know, they're just not really themselves when they're around
well,
that person. And they're,
I think, yeah, I think maybe sometimes that pressure that you put on yourself too. If you're like starting to date someone, you're like, you know, wow, this person's so awesome. And I want to be the perfect person for
mm-hmm.
this person
yeah.
because I don't want this person to bail
right.
because they seem so great.
Right.
I think maybe that is
right.
self-imposed sometimes.
Yes. But if you're not telling somebody, like, especially if you're younger and you're about to embark on this whole like marriage and family thing, if you're not telling the person you're dating your dreams, like your actual dreams,
right.
yeah, don't spring them on them later. After you're strapped down with a couple of kids and you're like, oh yeah, by the way, so I really wanted to go on this mission
uh-huh.
in India. Can you watch the kids? Bye.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. But you're like, I just didn't think you'd believe in me. Yeah, well, say it now.
Yeah, get that out.
And,
well,
and,
that's true. I think you have to, I think you should, when you're first dating, be absolutely yourself.
Yes.
And that way, you know.
And the flip side of that is letting the other person be themselves.
Right.
You know, like, are you really trying to sort of, like, squash their sense of humor, or, you know,
right.
are you just, you know, really against one of their hobbies? I mean,
yeah.
you know, which I understand if it's like gaming 14 hours a day, you should be against that.
Right, right, right.
Because there's red flags all over the place.
Right.
But
you shouldn't be against like bird watching or something. Right.
I guess within
I mean,
reason.
I
don't
people
know.
Could be offended
I mean,
by anything.
You know, I mean,
guess.
we don't want to be politically incorrect about bird watching or
bird
or gaming.
Watchers.
Sorry, gamers.
Sorry,
didn't mean
gamers.
To be a hater.
Don't freak out.
Yeah, don't freak out. Hey, I have been known to play some Mortal Kombat trilogy yeah, myself.
Nothing wrong
I'm
with
just
that.
Saying.
Nothing wrong.
It
with
was
that.
Before I had children, though.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that's a really, really, really important point. And when you think about like happy couples that you know, I want you to think about that particular quality and watch them and how sort of comfortable that they are with each other and how they feel like they can sort of joke about whatever and
mm-hmm.
be themselves. Okay, because that's a really that gives you a certain amount of internal freedom.
That's
you know,
true.
Who we are, which we've even talked about in the whole sexual attraction thing. Like, is it okay to say somebody's attractive or to, you know, I'm not saying to the point of being rude, but understanding that your mate, you know, is a sexual being and was before they met you and will be after.
Right. Like,
God but forbid you, anything happened to you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but within reason.
Within reason. I mean, oh, no, absolutely.
I don't want to comment on every nice piece of ass that walks by.
No, well, God, you'd be busy. You'd be busy all day. There are beautiful women everywhere. Sometimes I feel sorry for guys. I'm like, holy shit, they're everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, like, I mean, especially out here.
Beautiful women. They're going to survive the apocalypse. That's all that's going to be left on Earth is beautiful women.
All right. So this, you want to know the second thing?
Yeah, sure.
It seems kind of similar, but it's a little bit different.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's about that person being on your side.
Sure.
Feeling like you have somebody on your team.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right? That's like, that's your advocate. Not necessarily always telling you that you're right.
No. You don't want a yes man. Because that
doesn't do anybody any good.
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah. And it's difficult because men do have a tendency to want to fix things. Like when you have a problem, you're like, there's a wonderful Modern Family episode about this.
Yeah.
He's trying to fix it and all the ladies in the nail salon are like, no.
And
he's like, oh, honey, I'm so sorry that happened to you. And she's like, oh, my God, I love you. That's all I wanted to hear. So
I had to learn that.
Yeah, it's
early
tough,
in
right?
My marriage was that if she's in a bad mood because of something that happened, the only thing I can do is be like, I'm really sorry that happened.
Right.
I can't, you know, it's not, what can I do?
Right.
Let me go deal with
this. Or maybe
this,
next time you shouldn't take that street home. Or maybe
right,
next
right.
time it's like, no.
Yeah, no, none of those things.
None of those things will work.
Just be a sympathetic listener.
And
if she's mad, you kind of get mad with her, but you don't go out and beat up whoever the problem is.
Yeah, and you know, when they come to you and they say, I don't know if I can do this. I don't think I'm good enough at what I'm doing and blah, 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 blah. You don't say like, well, maybe you should think of something else because, you know, you're really bringing the family down.
Yeah,
you want to support them and be on their side and believe in their dreams. And really, if you don't, is it really fair to that person to really move forward with them?
Right.
You know, if you're like, I just really think this person should not be a singer because he kind of sucks.
Right.
Like, don't move forward then if that's really his
dream.
That
was a thing for me when I was in college and
really?
Acting school. And, you know, it was like a thing because, you know, sometimes I'd meet a lady that I like and then I'd see her in a play and I'd be like, uh-oh. Because
it's
like when you're hanging out. I mean, it's like still with friends. You know, if I go to a show and it's not good, it's like that awkward moment outside. But if you're dating, that's even harder.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Like, I remember the first time I remember when I started dating my ex-husband, and he was going to show me his music. Mm-hmm. You know, and he was just starting out. You know. I was like, fingers crossed, man. Whew,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's fucking brilliant. That's awesome. And, you know, I became his biggest fan. So because that would have been hard. Because I love music and I have my own opinions. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Like, if I thought it sucked, that would have been really hard.
Right.
So anyhow, but just in general, and that even means like, you know, if you get a fight with your girlfriends or whatever, like they can kind of be... really there for you. A girlfriend of mine had kind of a falling out with some friends, and she was hadn't been dating this guy very long, and mm-hmm. and it was one of these defining moments in their relationship where he really had her back.
Mm-hmm.
He really did, you know. And when she was talking about it, she got kind of weepy.
Yeah.
You know, like I really felt like he was on my side. You know, he wasn't trying to like explain their side or, you know, anything, but because he could just see how hurt I was, you know, and he just was my advocate, and she really felt he was on her team. And
mm-hmm.
I think it was a really defining moment for her in that relationship. And and they're, you know, still together and stronger than ever, and, you know, we're getting to know each other more. And so that's and God, you know, when life throws you a lot of curves, man.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to feel like you're on the same team. And if you're going to parent together, oh my God, you really have to feel like you're on the same team.
Yeah, that's very
right.
true.
That's like very true. So
that's a hard thing. You all constantly have to care. It's like whenever we run into troubles with our son, you know, and I'm not sure what to do, I will yank Hillary into the other room and go, how do we handle this? I really don't know how to handle this. And she'll be like, okay, I'll tell you what to do.
Okay. let's do this.
What do I do?
Sometimes, because my ex and I still co-parent, sometimes I will call him and be like, okay, so this is happening right now, and I just don't even know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Right.
I don't know. He's like, I don't know. Okay. So, well, and he's not in the thick of it, like in the emotion of it.
Right.
So he can like back off, you know? So, yeah. And so, and Mark and I will do that too. You know, it'll be like, this is going on, or I'll be, this is going on. You know, you just, you need somebody. You need somebody who's like, who believes in you, understands your intent. Mm-hmm. You know, they get your intent.
Yeah, that's true.
Trust
and
it.
And when you say team, too, I think parenting, that's when the teamwork really matters.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that your children, they are the bad guys. And you are the good guys. And you have to fight the evil. You have to fight evil. That's what you have to do.
Todd's parenting book will be available in Barnes & Noble. October 28th, just in time for Halloween.
It's called Your Children Are Evil.
You are the good guys.
I saw the Omen too many times.
Yes, you have to remember that you are a team. Well, and in some relationships, where people forget that they are a team is financially too, and that can be that can really, really fester, so to speak.
Well, I do my part. Hillary makes money, and I spend it.
Right.
And I feel like that's we're working some.
You're working together.
She's the bring it in, and I'm gonna send it out. It's cash flow. It's helping America stay strong.
You're just helping the circle of life.
Yes, exactly.
Right there. Good job, Todd. And then everybody at the market goes, wow, Dad's Day.
Yeah, it's Dad's Day.
Yes,
it's Dad's
every day.
I'm slow cooking a beef stew.
And it's going to be delicious.
Back off.
Yeah, so that's the third thing. Can he cook? Oh, no, actually, that's not it. But it kind of is. Because the third thing is sexual chemistry.
Oh.
Duh.
Can he cook?
Can he cook?
Can he cook?
Can he, like, real cook? Yeah. No, but this is... It's important, people.
Sex is important.
It's important. It's what makes your relationship different from your other relationships.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
So... Here's the thing. If sex is not that important to you, you should probably find a partner who feels the same way about it.
That's true.
Because this is a recipe for disaster. Mm-hmm. And then you end up being a statistic on one of those shows where we're talking about why people cheat.
Right.
Because it is a natural, normal human need, function, desire.
Mm-hmm.
Blah blah.
I have all those things.
You have a blah blah.
I have a blah blah functioning desire.
Right. And when sex is not very important to you, but it is to your partner, then that partner tends to be pathologized. Like, oh, you're just a sex addict, or you need it too much, or this is a problem, or you're looking at porn, or blah blah blah. You know, and then this becomes a whole thing where then now you can't be yourself in the relationship, and you don't feel like that person's on your team because obviously they don't care about your sexual satisfaction, right? And we should care about each other's sexual satisfaction. Team, yep. People.
Yep.
I mean, really, you're like the only team that you get. So who else are they supposed to rely on?
I don't know.
I mean, unless you're going to go optional, open up shit. But still, even then, emotionally, that's not a good idea.
Like polyamory?
But that's a whole different...
That's a different show.
It's like a different podcast. So
there are those podcasts out
there. I know. So, but even then, those people would say you still have to be on each other's team, like even more so, because now you're really complicating the pot, you know?
That's
true. And the reason they're doing that is because they are on each other's teams and they want each other to fully be themselves and they want... It's like all of those things again. You can fully be yourself. You're on each other's side, and they have their own sexual chemistry.
Just doing it with more people than the usual two.
They're just making a party out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you gonna do? I mean, hey, everybody's got to have a hobby.
Hey,
right?
Hey,
who am I to judge?
Fun time.
This is a no judgment zone around here at Sideshow Network. So yeah. So again, just having sexual chemistry and caring about your sexual chemistry, it's just key.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that without these three things, because they all obviously interconnect. You can't have happiness, like genuine joy from your relationship over the long haul.
Right.
If you really look at what's missing in my relationship, whether it's, I mean, you can get really specific about the content, like, oh, I wish, you know, I don't know, I wish they watched less television, or I wish they blah, 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 or whatever it mm-hmm. is. Like, you know, if you're going to take something on the behavior list or whatever, and turn that into a thing, if you really look, what does that relate to? Does that relate to them spending time with you, to you feeling like you have a partner in the world? Do you mm-hmm. feel like somebody's on your side? Mm-hmm. You know, and also an orc, is it something that they really, really love? Like they just, you know, have to watch that show. Could you allow them to be who they are? Could you sit down and maybe watch it with them? Could you hop on board?
In most cases, I can. And I'm lucky now that I have a son who likes Once Upon a Time, and Hillary can watch that with him.
Oh, cool. Well, and you, magically, you and Hillary both love fucking horror movies and all that shit.
Well, that's true.
I don't even know. See, but again, right? How did you do that? I don't know.
That, yeah.
You guys are a magical
meeting of
gingers. It's a beautiful thing.
We're basically the same person. Which is why when we first started dating and we'd travel at airports, people would assume we were brother and sister.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And then we'd make a point of making out with it while they were looking at us.
Everybody really uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. There's so much self-love there. Like,
they're a weird family.
No, you guys are so beautiful, so cute, and little pictures of you and your little ginger son, so cute. Am I being politically incorrect? Am I offending you?
No,
because I know, love ginger snaps.
Yeah, I don't get offended by that. I know some people do. I guess it's, you know. Who cares?
I just think it's not funny, but it's funny in a not funny way that people are willing to say to you, man, you're really white.
Why is that okay? That pisses off Hillary.
I know it does.
That, oh, you're really.
She's like, what if I said to you, you're so black? Hey, I know I'm white, okay?
Well, yeah, we're gingers, and therefore, I think the word is pale, or fair-skinned is fair the skinned nice and, way of saying it.
And in need of a lot of sunscreen.
Right.
And so, damn it, but we can still go to
you
Hawaii.
You don't need to point that out. Yeah, I know I'm white. I know I'm really white, and I know I don't have a suntan, because I can't. I can't do it.
And you guys, you can relate on that.
We're sunblock advocates.
You're like out there running a 5K pro sunblock. Woohoo! Yes. So, okay. So, what have you learned today? What are the three most important things?
Abs, income, mm-hmm. massive amounts of income, cash, and sex. Lots of sex.
Lots of sex. Right. Good. Yeah, you got one of them right.
You got one of them right. How did I get that one right?
I just want to say I don't have a problem with the abs or the cash. I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying long-term happiness.
Yeah, maybe not focus.
Long-term happiness. Okay. So if you're in the beginning of a relationship, use these things as your inner barometer, okay? Mm-hmm. Like start thinking about, you know, oh, how do I feel around my friends with this person? How do I feel around my family with this person? Blah, blah, blah. Do I feel like they're on my side? You know, it's a good test to see if somebody's on your side. Go bowling with them.
Really?
Yes. And watch how they respond when you get a strike.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
You don't have to base your whole relationship on this, but it's kind of an interesting
like
little
litmus
test.
Like if they get competitive versus they're like, oh my God, that was awesome.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
They go, God damn it.
Because let me tell you, if they go, God damn it, they get really competitive, you're in for a long haul. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
So think about those things and be honest with yourself about the sex. Mm-hmm. Like, is it good? Because you know, like when your girlfriend says, how's the sex? You're like, oh, it's awesome. Is it really? Is it? Are you comfortable with this person?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, how's it going? Like, you know, and you let it unfold. You can give a little time. You know what I'm saying? But it's really important that you feel good chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Real good. Because it's glue.
Yeah.
It's glue.
It keeps you together.
Yeah. So, speaking of bad relationships, Todd's on a show called You're the Worst on FXX.
Yes, Wednesdays at 10:30.
Fantastic, and he's hilarious.
Thank you.
I love him. And so can we find you anywhere else? You have a website.
Yeah, toddrobertanderson.com, which I haven't touched or updated in at least a year and a half.
Slacker.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you're on iTunes or SoundCloud right now, please click subscribe. Please click subscribe. Please click subscribe. Because that would make me look really cool. My book, MILF 101, is available on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com. I would like to thank the good people here at Sideshow Network. And thank you, Todd, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you all for listening. This is Sophie Venable reminding you that you don't have to make your life perfect. Just make it fabulous.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
Case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.